Probably close the door.
How about places in the house that you could look out of and think?
Well, there were windows galore. It was just covered with windows. Mm-hmm. All those casement type of windows. And, yeah, we had lots of windows.
Good. Okay. And those were made of? Glass and wood.
Yeah, I mean, it's just glass and wood. I never examined them too much. I just know they opened.
Okay. You had air conditioning ever or not in that house?
No.
Windows. This probably has nothing to do with this part of California. In winter, did you put anything over them?
Nope.
Do you remember anything that you used to look at yourself when you combed your hair?
Mirror.
What did they sweep the floors with?
Brooms.
Did you ever have things in the windows that you could pull down to keep the sun out?
Did I ever what?
Have things in the windows.
Oh, yes, those old shades. Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the long strings on them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did they have a particular name or?
We just called them shades.
Okay. Things that you would sit on in the house.
Chairs. The sofa. Or we always said Davenport, but.
Did you?
Even you?
Well.
You call it that, or?
Yeah, move the Davenport or something, or move the sofa. We probably use the two words together a lot.
Mm-hmm. Interchangeably. Do you still do that now, or do you call them?
Oh, I call them sofa now.
Did you ever hear anybody call them a Chesterfield?
No.
Just joking. That's a term, but mostly up in Canada. It's a cigarette, too.
No.
Okay, for you, is a dresser the same thing as a bureau?
Yes.
Did you use one term over the other?
Well, we used to use, when I grew up, the dresser. My mother always said the dresser. And I don't remember that we ever called it a bureau. I still would probably call it, if I was going out to buy one, I'd probably still say I was looking for a dresser.
Okay.
Chest of drawers.
Chest
of drawers.
Yeah.
Or vanity. Yeah, the vanity was really common then because all the women had those vanities where you could sit on a bench and they had kind of a curved center and a big mirror on top. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And do your makeup.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Did you have indoor plumbing?
Thankfully.
Thank goodness for that.
Where did you get your water from?
Well, we had really good water in those days. I remember it tasted good from the spigot in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or the water tap.
If it was the spigot in the kitchen, did you call it the same thing outdoors for gardening?
We just probably call it the hose.
But the actual...
Yeah, I know what... I don't think we ever... You know, I don't ever remember watering. Because we didn't have a yard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
So. But I would say that I probably would call it the spigot. I'd be more apt to call it the spigot, I think, because it was just a word that I was used to.
Mm-hmm. So if you heard water running today, say, you could say to your husband, hey, I hear water running. Can you go check to see if the...
spigot's on.
Oh, really? Yeah. Did you say spigot?
Faucet. I would say faucet, either faucet or spigot, but spigot's kind of a word I always used.
Sure.